You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today. Right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
Most interesting thing in tech is some news about Mark Zuckerberg from my colleague Stephen Levy.
Stephen has a new book coming out on Facebook. Spent a couple years working on it, and it's super.
I read the whole thing. We've excerpted a chapter of it in Wired, and it's a chapter about Mark Zuckerberg's early notebooks. So when Zuckerberg was young, 2006, he's in his early 20s, he kept these meticulous notebooks of his plans for Facebook. And no reporter has ever had access to them. And Stephen got some of the pages, and they get a real glimpse into the mind of Zuckerberg. You can see his idealism. On the front page, there's a quote from Mahatma Gandhi about being the change you want in the world. They're relentless, they're precise, all kinds of plans. He lays out his idea for Newsfeed, well before Newsfeed, which is the most important product Facebook ever launched. He lays that out, explaining that, well, there's stories and there's information. What makes the stories relevant is how they relate to you. The most important are things you share, and then things that are shared by people close to you. He lays out the hierarchy for what will become, for better or worse, Newsfeed. He talks a lot about how you're going to find information on people. He has sections on dark profiles. Should Facebook create profiles of people who don't use the service? He lays out why he thinks Facebook is an important product for making the world a better place. You can see one of the things about Mark Zuckerberg I think people don't understand, but that comes through in these private notebooks, is whether or not you think Facebook is good for the world or bad for the world, one of Zuckerberg's prime motivations, I'm convinced, was that he genuinely thought he was building a service that would make the world a better place. But there's also some dark stuff. The line that Stephen noted that struck out to me was one where he writes, "How can you make something feel like it's secure even if it really isn't?" That's not what you want. You don't want a product there where you think you're able to keep your privacy, but you aren't actually. So, like all things Facebook, it's a mixed bag. There's a lot to like about Zuckerberg and also some signs of the problems that will be coming down the road. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.